This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James from CattleCon 24. We're in Orlando and ran into Samantha Wirth. Dr. Samantha Wirth is the Executive Director for the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, and it sounds like a mouthful, but really, it's pretty simple what we're trying to do, right?
Yes. Yeah. So at USRSB, we focus in on working across the beef value chain to help communicate continuous improvement of the cattle industry in the U.S.
So is it safe to start with defining what sustainability is? Because, again, it seems like the term is thrown around a lot, but how do we really pinpoint what that means?
Yeah, it is definitely thrown around a lot, and we get, if you ask anyone what's sustainability to them, you're going to get a different answer. So that's the beauty of the roundtable, is that we have worked across the beef industry to define what sustainability means for U.S. beef. And what that means for us is that it is a economically viable, first and foremost, environmentally sound and socially responsible product that prioritizes people, the land, animals, and progress. So again, that idea of continuous improvement.
So I guess one of the questions is, it's really nice, maybe not the right word here, but good that we do things like this. But a producer might be sitting back going, okay, that's great. What's it mean to me?
Yeah. And so we've been working at the U.S. Roundtable. About 2 years ago now, we launched industry-wide sustainability goals across air and greenhouse gas emissions, land resources, water resources, animal well-being, employee safety, and then efficiency and yield. We call those our high priority indicators of sustainability. So we have overarching goals across all six of those items. And then within that, we actually have targets for each sector. So for a producer in the cow-calf sector, one of our big focus areas is on grazing management planning, making sure that as a producer, you have a grazing management plan written down, that you're tracking it, you're actively monitoring progress and working towards operational goals that are really going to help you to optimize productivity of your ranch, of your operation, and of your animals.
Is it a safe question to ask about the members within the roundtable? Is it just the cattle industry? Who's plugged into this? And then why?
Sure. Yeah. So the U.S. Roundtable is a multi-stakeholder initiative. We have today over 140 members that span from a cow-calf producer, a feed yard producer, an association like National Cattlemen's Beef Association, all the way through retail food service groups. We also have members from civil society groups, academic institutions, and allied industry like animal health companies, genetic companies. So anyone who has an interest in beef production in the U.S. and an interest in sustainability can be and should be part of this initiative, because we're working across the industry to really make sure that we're working collaboratively and collectively to advance a common mission.
So we're at CattleCon 24, opportunity to talk with quite a few stakeholders on this as well, but what are you really focused on here in 2024?
Our big focus is back on those goals, on that grazing management planning piece. We have been doing a lot of work this past year. We developed a module for producers that's completely free that walks you through what are the key components to a grazing management plan, what does it mean depending on the area of the country you're in, how to adopt that plan to meet your operational and location needs. That module also has a free template that you can print out or use online to kind of help you track what your plans are and what your progress is. That's been a huge focus, and that's an area where we're going to continue to focus in the coming year, both through the roundtable and in partnership with NCBA through hosting grazing management workshops.
So as we kind of conclude here, what's important for producers back home to know? Those who haven't been able to attend a CattleCon event or other statewide events, what is it that that they need to know and need to have in their back of the mind when we talk about sustainability?
So for a producer that can't be here right now, the biggest thing I can say on sustainability is to use your voice and communicate what it is you're doing on your operation. There are a lot of people who believe in this industry and believe in the sustainability of it. And the more that we can get out there and share what we're doing, share our passion for the land, for the animals, for this product, for the community, the more that we get that full, you know, buy-in of sustainable beef, and the U.S. has a role to play there.
Samantha, it's always good to visit with you, and thanks for taking the time to come see us. If we want to keep up with you online, can we do that as well?
Yep. So usrsb.org is our website. We have a ton of free resources and ways to get in contact there.
Great to see you.
Good to see
thanks
you. Thank
for your
you.
Work. Dr. Samantha Wirth is the Executive Director for the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef, USRSB. I think I got that right. From CattleCon 24 in Orlando, I'm Tony St. James. This is the Agribusiness Report.